Right now, we've got Meg McGurk of the Chapel Hill Downtown Partnership here in the studio getting ready for what should be a really awesome month of July. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
And 4th of July is coming up. We've got to talk about all of the different events happening in the on the 4th of July, but there's just so many. So yeah. I'm just going to turn it over to you.
Sure.
Yeah. You've got like a multiple page list there. We got one in Hillsborough. We got a couple in Carrboro, a couple in Chapel Hill. We got one in Caldwell. Like all sorts of parades and fun activities and readings of documents and speeches and things and the fireworks and this and that and everything. It's just, it's always a great day.
It is. And you can pack your day from early until late on the entire 4th of July to be doing fun things. In downtown Chapel Hill, there's two big events. The Preservation Chapel Hill is bringing back their old-fashioned 4th of July on the lawn of the Horace Williams House from 1 to 3 p.m. on Monday, July 4th. Mm-hmm. Free ice cream, free lemonade, music by the Village Band. They encourage you to bring chairs and blankets and hang out and enjoy those activities. And then, of course, at Keenan Stadium that night, gates open at 7, the big fireworks that go off, I think, about 9:30 when it's dark enough.
Yep.
But long before that, there's music, there's games and activities, there's a watermelon eating contest, which I heard gets kind of heated, and lots of competition.
Not
for
the watermelon, though, because that would
right.
just be,
that's gross.
The watermelon
no,
is cold, the competition is heated.
There you go.
Yeah.
There's going to be all sorts of inflatables and midway games and face painting for kids. And again, gates open at 7 at Keenan for people to come in and enjoy those activities and then the fireworks, which some of the best on the entire East Coast, right? According to me, but also according to other people.
Travel and Leisure Magazine.
And Leisure Magazine.
Number 10 best town in America for the 4th of July. And that's not just like, America's best small town for the 4th of July. It's like New York, Washington, Boston, Philly, Chapel Hill, Chicago, Los Angeles, San Francisco.
There you go, right in our backyard.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's because those fireworks are really low. And they shoot them off in Keenan, and they stay kind of low, so they're really intense and really beautiful.
Yeah, and you can really, it's a immersive experience. Mm-hmm. Like, it's safe, it's well done, it's well handled, but you're right there, and it's such a great experience.
It is, it's great.
Yeah. All right, so that's happening on the 4th of July again. Festivities in Carrboro in the morning, Hillsborough morning into the afternoon, Carver through the afternoon, the Horace Williams House event early afternoon, and then Keenan Stadium in the evening. I'll be there at Keenan Stadium doing, I think, DSI stuff and WCHL stuff.
Right
so
on.
Both organizations are going to be there. Ron Stutz, who's at the Habitat Restore now, is going to be, I think they clone Ron just for the 4th of July because he MCs in Carbro and then he runs over to Keenan to MC that. So
with his microphone,
day.
Right?
With his microphone,
running down the street.
We were talking about the rolling remote on the day that we move or WCHL from this studio to the one in University Place, whatever day that happens to be. Like, what is going to be the switch off, switch on? Are we going to have the rolling radio station that just rolls on? Ron Stutz actually has that, and he uses it to get from Carrboro to Chapel Hill.
That's what I like to envision, is you all just walking down the street with the microphone, the rolling cart.
As it should be. Right?
Thank you. No break in the news.
Come
that's
one,
what I like.
Come all and comment on what the General Assembly is doing this week. We'll never go off the air. All right, so that's the 4th of July.
Yep.
Speaking with Meg McGurk at the Chapel Hill Downtown Partnership. There's so much happening throughout downtown throughout the entire summer. So.
Yep, and we have a parking promotion that we're doing for the month of July.
Which is awesome.
Free on-street parking on Saturdays in July, and there are 5 Saturdays in July.
Nice.
So it actually starts this weekend. So the on-street meters, there's about 200 of them on Franklin and some on Rosemary, will be free. And the two-hour limit still applies, but, we were talking about this as we do promotional parking free downtown during December, during a big shopping time. And this is similar to that here in July.
Christmas in July. Perfect.
There you go, Christmas in July. Yep. And really, it's not about the money. It's about the convenience and it's about the ease. You know, you can pull up, you can get out, you don't have to deal with meters. The meters will be bagged with a reminder, parking is free for 2 hours. So come downtown on Saturdays in July and shop and dine and get that 2 hours of free parking
on
the street.
That sounds good. This is just a great opportunity to head downtown and check out downtown. And I know we always talk about the summer months being really slow for downtown businesses with all the students out, but like even the summer lull is is less lully now than it was maybe 5 years ago.
I'm writing that down because that's a good email subject line.
Yep.
Less lully. I'm not joking. Really is. I have been saying that a lot recently, that so much for that idea of summer slowing down around here. There's a tremendous amount of activity, mm-hmm. Both with businesses, but also with the infrastructure and street work and construction that's happening downtown as well. And this is just we're trying to give this promotion with the parking to increase visitors coming downtown, that at a time that is traditionally slow. And July is really a slow month for everyone. It's not just downtown. We all go to the beach, or we go mountains, or it tends to be a slower time in general.
And it's just hot out.
And
so
you
have this sort of meteorological incentive to slow down.
That's right.
Stay in the air conditioning. I was in Charleston and Savannah this past weekend. Uh-huh. The first time I'd ever been to either of those cities, and they're gorgeous. Savannah in particular is super hot. It was like 100 degrees.
The air is thick.
Really thick. And it wasn't all that humid, but at 100 degrees, it doesn't matter at that point. So we were walking down the street and just sort of ducking into air-conditioned places.
Yeah.
We knew not why. It's just air conditioning. Let's go in. Yes, we're shopping for real estate in Savannah. Yes, please do tell us about this house.
Right.
Well, we'll think about it and get back to you.
Oh, that's great. Absolutely. It can be sticky hot in the summers in the South. But
this is a great opportunity to head downtown and check it out. So this is on-street parking, mm-hmm. not the lots, right?
Right, not the lots with the deck. It's on-street, and for 2 hours on every Saturday, 5 Saturdays in July. And if you need more information, visit the website parkonthehill.com, which is the comprehensive downtown parking website. So it includes all parking and map. And you can also download the Park Mobile app, so you never have to pay at a meter again. You can pay directly with your phone.
That's awesome.
Very convenient. So parkonthehill.com for that information.
All right. Awesome. And so all of that's happening in July. We've got the 4th of July stuff this weekend. Free parking on Saturdays on those metered spaces on the streets all through the month.
Mm-hmm.
5 different Saturdays. And then just a whole lot of really cool activities downtown.
There is. We have lots of family-friendly activities. So summer's a great time when visitors come into town to visit you and you want to take them downtown to do something. We've got lots of activities, certainly Movies Under the Stars,
mm-hmm.
2 more in July on the 14th and the 28th, Star Trek, Star Wars are going to be 2 of our biggest nights.
Nice.
We have lots of fun activities programmed.
This is new Star Wars too, right?
New Star Wars.
Yeah,
thank you.
Yeah.
Yes,
yep.
It is. It's going to be a lot of fun. Dress up. We're going to have a costume contest. So it's also a great time to take in a star show at Moorhead Planetarium, talk about air conditioning, go inside,
perfect.
Cool off.
Yes.
It's wonderful.
Yep, yep,
kids
yep.
love that. Fridays on the front porch at the Carolina Inn is such a fantastic spot to just hang out, let the kids roam around. They have food trucks. You can get food and dinner and drinks. The Hargraves Community Center pool is free, and it's an outdoor pool. And it is a fantastic pool with a great playground right next to the pool. If kids don't want to be in the pool, they can be on the playground. It's just such a community asset.
Yeah.
And it's right downtown. So that's
people
great
take
thing.
Advantage of it. I was like, not this past weekend because I was out of town, but the weekend before, I was just sort of randomly walking down Rosemary Street, and there's just people coming the other way, and you knew that they had just emerged from the Hargraves pool.
Yeah.
And they're all like bathing suits and towels and walking down, and there was families
uh-huh.
and all kinds of people coming out. So that was really cool.
It's fantastic. And there are 2 businesses downtown that are doing Kids Eat Free meals. Old Chicago, Monday through Thursday, Kids Eat
nice.
Free. And Moe's on Tuesdays is Kids Day. Kids Eat Free. And plus they have a ton of activities in store, so keep the kids occupied while you're eating dinner.
Very cool.
And then certainly come August, Paper Hand Puppets Big Show at the Forest Theater, which is an absolute must. You don't want to miss it.
Do you know anything about it this year? I know details are always shrouded in mystery until they start to release the deets. But
I know it's called The Beautiful Beast.
Okay,
and I do know this year for the first. Well, I found out for the first time, but they've been doing it. That on Saturdays they have open workshops where anyone in the community can come in. And a couple Saturdays ago, I went with my kids and some friends,
nice.
And we actually helped make the puppets.
Oh, that's awesome.
Which is just fascinating.
Yes.
So when we see
the ones they're going to be using in the show.
Yes.
Oh, that's great.
My kids and I will actually be able to say we helped make those. So you should definitely check that out. It's a great, that is actually, their workshop is actually in Saxpaha. It's
mm-hmm.
not in downtown Chapel Hill. But the show in August is at Forest Theater. But what a cool thing to do with your kids, to connect what they're seeing on the stage with
mm-hmm.
actually, you know, participating and being part of that.
And like actually participating and
actually
like being able to look at the stage and say, I made that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How many people were there when you went? Because I've heard about these, but I hadn't,
there were actually quite a a few people. I'd say about 20 to 25, nice. All ages. I mean, our kids were, you know, from 12 to 6 years old, but there was plenty of, it was paper mache is what it is. Okay. And so it was like nice and messy, which was perfect for kids. I highly encourage every Saturday. And then what we did too is we also rolled it into staying in Saxbaha for Saturdays in Saxbaha, okay, which music and food. So that's always which is also not in downtown, but I might as well, you know, push it because it's an awesome community asset too to enjoy. So those are some of the things. And then certainly if you want to engage your kids a little bit more, there's some interesting classes happening downtown. Midway Community Kitchen has kids cooking classes, which are a great thing to do. They have some in July, as well as Frank Gallery has a youth screen printing workshop coming up in July for kids. So there's some arts and culinary arts opportunities for kids to get some skills.
Awesome.
Yeah.
All right.
Cool. A lot going on.
Check it all out. Downtown Partnership, a lot going on downtown all the time. So check out their website. And once again, the website is
downtownchapelhill.com.
Meg McGurk, thank you so much.
Thank you.